Bitcoin Bitfinex longs just hit a 28-month high, and history says that is a sell signal. The crowd has never been this long since. Late 2023, Bitfinex traders are the most bullish they have been in over 2 years, and if history is any guide, it is a bad sign. BTC USD long positions on Bitfinex have climbed to 79,343 BTC, their highest level since November 2023, according to CoinDesk. The 28-month high comes while Bitcoin trades at $66,302 as of March 29, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 24, fear. The gap between sentiment on Bitfinex and the broader market mood is wide enough to drive a truck through. Bitfinex has long been considered a bellwether for whale positioning. Unlike perpetual futures on Binance or Bybit, Bitfinex margin longs represent leveraged directional bets from a smaller, historically more sophisticated trader base. When that base reaches consensus, the contrarian signal strengthens. Peak conviction from the crowd has reliably marked inflection points, not continuations. Q4 2025 wrote the playbook. The most recent example is still fresh. In Q4 2025, Bitfinex longs surged 30% as traders doubled down on a recovery thesis. Bitcoin did the opposite, falling 23% to $87,150. The longs were not just wrong about direction, they were wrong at scale, and the liquidation cascade that followed accelerated the move. CoinDesk notes that analysts have previously identified a recurring dynamic. BTC price tends to bottom when Bitfinex longs peak and rallies as they decline. The mechanism is straightforward. Crowded trades create fragile markets. When the majority of leveraged participants are on the same side, it takes less selling pressure to trigger forced liquidations, which then feed on themselves. The current 79,343 BTC in longs represents significant notional exposure at today's prices, roughly $5.3 billion in directional bets. If Bitcoin drops further toward the $65,000 support level, the margin positions closest to liquidation would begin to unwind, potentially creating the same cascading sell pressure seen in Q4 2025. The macro backdrop is not helping. The timing of this positioning extreme is uncomfortable. Bitcoin is trading in a $65,000 to $75,000 range with no clear catalyst to break higher. The broader macro picture includes elevated oil prices, U.S. military tensions in the Middle East, and renewed concerns about Federal Reserve rate decisions. None of these individually are new, but collectively they create an environment where risk assets face persistent headwinds. BTC has fallen 3.6% over the past week. ETH is down 4.4% to 19991. SOL has dropped 6.8% to 8160. The entire market is leaning defensive, yet Bitfinex longs keep climbing. That divergence between positioning and price action is the core of the contrarian thesis. We covered last week how ETH ETF outflows hit 8 straight days while institutional money pulled back. The Bitfinex long data adds another layer to the same picture. Retail and semi-institutional leverage is building on one side of the boat while the macro current pushes the other way. What an unwind would look like. If Bitfinex longs do start to unwind, the price action would likely be sharp and sudden. Leveraged long liquidations are reflexive. Each forced sell triggers the next margin call, and the cascade accelerates until the position density thins out. The February 2026 short squeeze that wiped 10,700 BTC in shorts on Bitfinex showed how violent these events can be in the other direction. A drop to $63,000 to $64,000, roughly 4% to 5% below current levels, would likely trigger the first wave of margin calls on positions opened in the $65,000 to $68,000 range. Below $63,000, the density of stop losses and liquidation levels would increase, potentially accelerating into a move towards $60,000 or lower. The alternative scenario, where longs are eventually proven right and Bitcoin breaks above $75,000, is possible but would require a catalyst strong enough to absorb the selling pressure from profit-taking at resistance. With the Fear and Greed Index at 24 and no obvious positive catalyst on the near-term horizon, that path requires more work. The signal is not timing. One important caveat. Bitfinex longs, as a contrarian indicator, are better at identifying when the market is fragile than at pinpointing when the break occurs. Longs peaked in Q4 2025 before the sell-off, but the lag between peak positioning and peak pain varied. The signal says the market is vulnerable. It does not say the move happens tomorrow. For crypto holders, the practical implication is straightforward. When leverage is this crowded, volatility is coming. Whether that means a sharp liquidation event or a grinding period of elevated uncertainty, the odds of a calm, orderly market at these positioning levels are low. Anyone holding BTC, spending it through a crypto card, or considering adding to a position should factor in the likelihood of a 10% to 15% drawdown before any recovery attempt.